to start with, it began in the pantry in our farmhouse at Cassavine, and it's morphed into this. So I had absolutely no idea at the time it would get to this stage. And it's been a fantastic journey. It's given us an amazing lifestyle, as in lots of travel and lots of interesting stuff. It's certainly filled my days and most nights, to be honest. But it's been, all-encompassing. It's been fantastic, but things can't go on forever unless there's a successor, and we don't have a successor. I don't have the ability to take it to the next level. This business actually needs someone early 40s through to mid 50s who can take it into the next arena of trade, because trade's changed completely. The way people purchase things has shifted probably in the last 3 to 4 years more than I've ever seen it. People buy very differently. They used to be happy to come in and buy off the shelf or ring up an order. But now a lot of people are happy to purchase what's coming in from offshore at a far cheaper price. I can't make it because we're a high-cost country. And they're happy to have a new jumper every year and throw the old one away, whereas our garments don't wear out. And we're conservative in our design because they don't wear out. You still want to still look good in 20 years' time. And people aren't doing it anymore. They're not purchasing like that.
What is the next stage? You talked about those changes in trade. So how do you see the future being?
Oh, for me, it's certainly online. It's not wholesaling at all. This is all about purchasing. People want things quickly, but if they want bespoke stuff, they'll be prepared to wait. But I just see the future for this business is an online presence, and probably the showroom here would be it. You need someone who can embrace that and embrace it well, and then it would do very well.
We hear about those farmers that sell their farm and that whole challenge of succession and the inheritance of tradition. Is it the same with a business like this that you've started from scratch?
Yes, probably. One of our sons was involved early in the piece, but he went on to do other things. We've always believe that our kids really should do. They've got their own road to travel, not our road, it's their road. And so if that's what they choose to do, then that's what they choose to do. I did never see this day coming. I honestly thought I would be carried out in a box. But that's not going to happen because other things come into play and you've got to be realistic about what you can and you can't do. And when you've got decisions around health, that makes a very big difference to decisions, which is what's happened in this case.
Let's broaden the discussion just to the wool industry, because there's been huge changes in the structure of the wool industry over the 27 years that you've been operating Cassavine. What do you think of those changes?
Well, I've watched wool go from being this it's still a magnificent fibre, there's no issue about that, but it's actually getting harder and harder to get good pure wool. We had a friend who is from Italy, and we'd met her last time in Biella, and so she is involved at the top end of the wool industry. And her comment, she was here in January this year, was that we actually had more pure wool in our showroom than you see pretty well anywhere, because everything's now going into blends. So there's certainly innovation happening, and that's great, but I just feel the world has forgotten about wool. I don't think the world cares. I care, and you care, and everybody in the wool industry cares, but outside of that, I don't think anybody, they're not interested. That's a bit sad, isn't it?
Is that a function of marketing or the way people's lives have changed, or is it about the science that goes into new products?
I think it's a combination of the three. I watched the wool industry just stop marketing, which was a major mistake.
They've started again now, though.
I know, but they've lost 20 years. They've got a lot to make up. Now, if they can get that 20 years sorted, well, they can't change the last 20 years, but if they can make inroads into the marketing and make it a, I must have this fabric, then it's fine. But you've got to actually sell it, because most people under 50 don't care. most people under 50 don't know anything about wool other than they wore it when they were a school kid and it scratched the living daylights out of them. And so why would I want to wear that? When I talk to the younger, well, 50 and under, I have to talk to them about wool unless they've got wool in their background because they just don't understand what the value is in the fibre.
And what about the leadership in the wool industry? Do you think they appreciate what you're saying?
No, I don't, because if they did, it wouldn't be in the position it's in now. I'm not saying that there's no leadership, but there's no vibrant leadership. I don't know how you generate that. There's a new generation coming through. I'm not really up with all of the whys and the wherefores in the industry now because I've sort of let a lot of that go. But they really need a major leader who can take the fibre out to the marketplace and make it exciting, which I hope is happening, but it's got a long way to go.